Welcome to the deep dive. This week, we're digging into how our tech, you know, our devices, are changing. Subtly, sometimes, but definitely rapidly. New forms, deeper integration into our lives. That's the theme.
Yeah, it feels like things are really accelerating.
We've got sources covering Apple, Google, Samsung, accidental leaks, big software updates, some pretty bold hardware ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission, as always, is to cut through that noise and pull out the stuff you really need to know. The key insights, maybe some surprising facts.
Get right to the core of it.
Exactly.
Oh.
Okay, let's unpack this. Starting with Apple, it looks like they might have accidentally given us a bit of a roadmap.
Well, alongside the usual beta updates, yeah. iOS 26 Beta 6 is out. People seem to like the refinements. Apps feel snappier.
Right, and that new Dreamer ringtone is apparently popular.
Yeah.
Plus the liquid glass UI look.
And they listened on the camera swipe thing. They changed it back after feedback, which is, you know, good to see.
But the really juicy part isn't in the public release notes.
No, not at all. What's fascinating is that it seems Apple themselves left clues about future products right there in the internal code snippets. Like, this isn't just rumor milling.
Straight from the horse's mouth, almost. So what are we seeing?
Okay, so this internal code points to things like a next-gen HomePod mini, but with an Apple Watch-grade chip inside.
Which means faster Siri, more on-device AI, maybe?
Probably. Think smarter, more private voice commands right there in your home. And then there's a new Apple TV mentioned with the A17 Pro chip.
The one from the iPhone 15 Pro. Wow.
Yeah. So that opens the door to like proper console quality gaming on your TV, more advanced AI features.
And it doesn't stop there, right? New iPad minis with an A19 Pro chip.
Mm-hmm.
Even a Vision Pro 2 with an M5.
Exactly. It's basically a sketch of their 2025-26 lineup.
So what does that mean, though, when a company accidentally lays out its roadmap like this?
It signals a pretty significant push, I think. They're putting serious processing power, serious AI capability into everything. It suggests this vision of, like, seamless, powerful computing across their entire ecosystem.
Right.
And you see the stakes even in, like, that public spat between Elon Musk and Apple over App Store rankings. It just shows how crucial dominance in these ecosystems is.
And quickly for the iPhone fans, iPhone 17 Pro rumors.
Oh, yeah. Heating up. Talk of a 48-megapixel telephoto camera. Maybe even 8x optical zoom for the Pro Max model.
Whoa. That'd be a jump. Plus, those lightweight titanium frames are expected again.
Definitely aiming high on the camera front.
Okay, let's pivot.
Yeah.
Google, Android 16 QPR 1 Beta 3.1 just dropped.
And it's a bit of a whopper, actually. Lots of important bug fixes, Wi-Fi stability, camera glitches, things people were actually complaining about.
Good. And a visual refresh, too.
Mm.
Material expressive.
Yeah, making those themes even more dynamic, more adaptive to your wallpaper and how you use your apps. It's getting quite sophisticated.
But the hidden gem here is something else, isn't it?
Uh-huh. There's an experimental desktop mode tucked away in this beta. That's the really interesting bit.
A desktop mode. So, like, plug your phone into a monitor and...
And potentially get a more traditional desktop-style layout. Think Windows, maybe better multitasking support on a big screen.
So the takeaway is, your phone could genuinely start acting more like a computer when you connect it up.
It certainly points that way. It hints at a much more versatile future for Android, especially on tablets and foldables, blurring those lines, you know.
Interesting.
And speaking of changing landscapes, look at Meta's Threads.
Right. 400 million monthly users. Already.
In just 2 years. It's massive growth. And it really shows the power of leveraging an existing user base, in this case Instagram, to just bypass the usual app growth grind.
A real challenge to platforms like X.
Definitely shakes things up.
And one quick safety note from Google. Messages getting a feature to detect and blur explicit images from unknown senders.
That's a thoughtful addition. Good for user safety.
Definitely needed. Okay, turning to Samsung now. Their One UI 8 beta is rolling out more widely.
And they're pushing hard on multimodal AI.
Explain that a bit.
It means that AI can handle and combine different types of input at once. Like, the example they give is you snap a photo, a document, but then you verbally ask your phone to summarize the text in the photo.
Wow. Okay, so image and voice commands working together seamlessly.
Pretty much. But the really headline-grabbing news from Samsung.
The Trifold.
Exactly. Samsung's mobile chief confirmed it. Their first Trifold smartphone is apparently launching later this year.
So a phone that folds out, not once, but twice, into what, like a 10-inch tablet?
That's the idea. A phone that becomes a proper tablet-sized screen. It's definitely bleeding-edge stuff.
Must be expensive, though. And they're also working on smart glasses. AI-powered, but display-free.
Yeah, aiming for launch by the end of next year. It feels like Samsung and Meta are really racing ahead in this, you know, wearables beyond watches space.
Trying to figure out how we interact with info without pulling out a phone all the time.
Right. More ambient computing.
Plus, quick note on the next flagship phone, the Galaxy S26. Benchmarks are leaking for its likely chip, the Snapdragon 8 Elite Gen 2.
And they look really strong. Impressively high scores, actually outperforming Apple's current A18 chip in some multi-core tests.
So serious competition brewing there for next year's top phones.
Looks like it. Could mean very snappy performance and maybe new AI tricks for Android flagships.
Okay, before we wrap up, one really important warning. This one comes from the FBI about a new smartphone scam.
Uh-oh.
People are apparently receiving unsolicited packages. Small packages, but inside there's only a QR code. Nothing else.
Huh. That's odd. Why would they do that? What's the angle?
Well, the warning is that scanning that unknown QR code is dangerous. It leads to malware or phishing pages designed purely to steal your personal info, your financial details.
Ah, okay. So it's a lure. Using curiosity about the weird package to get you to scan the malicious code. Clever in a nasty way.
Exactly. So the advice is super simple. If you get a random package like this, especially if it has just a QR code, maybe no return address you recognize.
Just toss it.
Just throw it out.
Yeah.
Do not scan that code. It's a really crucial aha moment for protecting yourself. Something to watch out for.
Good advice. Stay vigilant.
Okay. So wrapping this all up, What's the big picture this week? What does it all mean?
Well, the theme that really stands out is just this relentless, rapid evolution, isn't it? And this sense of anticipation.
Yeah, companies are busy refining what we have now, fixing bugs, adding features.
But at the same time, they're clearly leapfrogging ahead, showing us glimpses of what our devices might be, what they might do next year and even the year after, pushing boundaries in form factor, in AI.
It really highlights how quickly our digital interfaces are changing, how we interact with them, the actual shape of the devices.
Even how information gets to us, like with those potential smart glasses, it's a constant reshaping of that digital layer in our lives. Mm.
Which leaves us with maybe a final provocative thought for you to consider. As our technology gets smarter, as it gets more personal, as it literally folds itself into new shapes, how much more integrated will it become with our actual perception of reality itself?
Mm. Deep thought to end on.
Something to ponder. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. Tune in next week for another essential unpacking of the world around us.